Happy and blessed Mother's Day for all mothers sitting here.
母親節快樂，亦都祝各位媽媽今日蒙福。
Well, as we begin, let us take some time to quiet our hearts and pray.
咁開始之前咧，讓我哋一齊用時間安靜我哋嘅心，一齊祈禱。
Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the gift of mothers, for motherhood, and for children. And we also want to remember those who may find it uneasy to celebrate on this very day. Those who have lost their mums or their children. And those who long to be mothers but unable to. Lord, you see every heart and you know every story. And we hold on to this truth. Nothing can separate us from your love. As we open your word now, open our hearts and teach us your ways. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
天父，多谢你俾我哋今日，多谢你赐下母亲做妈妈呢个嘅职份，亦都赐俾我哋有儿女呢个礼物。我哋亦都纪念今日喺呢度，可能觉得唔系咁容易庆祝嘅人。我哋当中可能有失去妈妈嘅，或者失去孩子嘅，或者有好想做妈妈地未能如愿嘅。主啊，你都睇到每一颗心，你知道每一个故事，让我哋紧紧捉住呢个真理，就系冇嘢可以叫我哋同你嘅爱隔绝。而家我哋打开你嘅话语，求你都打开我哋嘅心，教我哋行你嘅路。奉耶稣嘅名祈求，阿门。
Amen. Well, before I start, I would like to make a quick survey. Now, I want you to raise your hand if you would describe your mother as a busy mum at some stage of your life. They might not be.But at some stage of your life. So put up your hands if you think your mom has been busy.
如果你觉得你妈妈是一个忙碌的母亲，那你请你举一举手。可能不是现在，不过某个时段可能试过一个忙碌的母亲。
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought that it would be a full house with hands putting up. Maybe some of your mothers might not need to be that busy.
我以为全部人都会举手。
Well, anyway, it is always interesting how the word busy almost becomes a title for mothers.
很多时候你忙呢就变成是妈妈的绰号啊。
Well, today we will revisit a familiar Bible passage that most of you know.
我们今天重温一段大家可能都很熟悉的经文。
It is about two sisters invited Jesus into their home.
讲到两姊妹请了耶稣去他们家。
Well, let's turn to our Bible. Now, for those who speak English, please open up your own Bible to Luke chapter 10, because the slide will only be Chinese.
请打开圣经或者可以睇荧光幕，路加福音十章三十八至四十二节。
Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village.And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha.You are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Now, in many of our homes, especially in Asian culture, this is how love is to be expressed. Food on the table, house in order, guests well cared for.
在很多家庭里面，其实在亚洲文化里面，爱通常都是这样表达的。台面有很多餸，屋企执得好企理，客人招呼得很周到。
Well, that's our Martha in the story.
这个就是故事里面的马大了。
See, she does a beautiful thing. She welcomed Jesus into her house.
她做了一件很美的事，就是她接待耶稣去到她屋企。
Well, hospitality is highly valued in Hebrew culture and forms part of their identity, much like it does in Chinese culture.
接待客人呢，在希伯来文化呢，是很被重视的，就好像华人文化一样。
Yet, it is striking that this deeply embedded culture is portrayed negatively in this passage.
好特別嘅係咧，喺呢一個咁根深蒂固嘅文化價值，喺呢一段經文入面，竟然被視為一件好似負面嘅事。
Well, look at verse 40. Martha is described as distracted with much serving, a phrase that literally conveys being pulled in different directions.
第四十節形容馬大佢侍候嘅事多，心裏忙亂。意思咧就指佢话好似被四方拉扯一样。
Well, what begins as love for Jesus slowly turns into pressure.
由一开始出于爱嘅行为，慢慢变成一个压力。
Martha is no longer really present with Jesus, but she's caught up in everything that needs to be done to serve Jesus.
马大已经唔系真系同耶稣一齐共处。而是要为耶稣做很多事，这些事而缠绕住。
Well, many of us, and especially many mothers, know this feeling.
我们很多人，尤其是妈妈，会感觉到这个感觉的。
We have meals to prepare, children to care for, bills to pay, messages to reply.
我们要煮饭，要煮餸，要照顾细路，要交电费，还有很多信息要复。
And if you are working mom, the responsibility keep piling up. We are expected to do one more thing, and there's always one more need and one more request.
尤其是如果你係做緊嘢嘅話咧，責任就更加多啦。人哋咧又期望你再做多一樣嘢，又有多一個需要，呢度有多一個要求。
And if that's not enough, don't forget, our society expect women to look pretty, mothers to be composed.And most important of all, be gentle.
唔好唔记得，而家女士咧，我哋亦都要靓啦，妈妈咧要有仪态啦，同埋咧系应该要好温柔嘅。
And eventually, the workload spills over and make Martha to ask, and we are like Martha, Lord, do you not care?
到最后咧，我哋工作量爆煲，我哋可能都会好似马大咁问主耶稣啊，你唔在乎吗
？Could you hear the pain in that？
你听唔听到当中嗰份痛啊
？Busyness is no longer just tiredness. It begins to affect how Martha sees Jesus, as well as how Martha speaks to others.
忙碌咧，已经唔单止系攰。佢仲開始影響馬大點樣去睇耶穌，影響馬大點樣去講人，點樣去睇人。
Well, let's try to understand Martha's complaint. It has several layers to it.
我哋試下理解馬大嘅抱怨啊，其實有幾層嘅。
She started questioning if Jesus cared. She basically requesting Jesus, "If you care, you will make Mary to come and help me."
佢一開始質問耶穌係咪在乎，其實咧佢係同耶穌講：如果你在乎嘅話，你就會叫瑪利亞嚟幫我手啦。
She then questions Mary's role to Jesus. Shouldn't she be in the kitchen with me, not sitting there like a disciple?
跟住佢又質疑瑪利亞喺耶穌面前嘅角色，佢唔係應該同我一齊喺廚房嘅咩？佢點解坐喺度好似門徒咁啊
？But we must understand, she is carrying a real and heavy burden.
但我哋要明白，佢真系背负紧一个好真实、好沉重嘅担子。
Some scholars suggest it is likely that Martha was preparing for many guests, not just Jesus alone. So it makes perfect sense that she needs help from Mary and hoping Jesus can tell Mary to get up.
有学者认为咧，马大好可能唔系就系招呼耶稣一个，可能系招呼紧好多个人，所以佢需要玛利亚帮手，希望耶稣叫玛利亚起身帮佢，呢啲完全都系讲得通。
I would like you to notice what is happening here。
我希望你留意下呢度发生紧咩事。
The problem is not that Martha serves. Jesus never rebukes service itself.
问题唔系马大去服侍，耶稣从来都冇责备过服侍嘅本身。
The problem is that she is serving without first receiving the one thing necessary. In verse 42.
问题系佢喺第四十二节所讲，佢喺未领受嗰个所谓不可少嘅一件事之前，佢就去服侍。
Martha is active, but not at rest, devoted, but inwardly driven and anxious.
Martha 很忙，她没有安息，她很投入，内里是被推住就很焦虑。
The Martha struggle is sincere love expressed in surface, but slowly becoming self-reliant, anxious, and disconnected from the Lord, whom she was trying so hard to serve.
Martha 的挣扎就是用服侍去表达真诚的爱，但慢慢变成靠自己焦虑，甚至同佢咁努力想尊荣嘅主失去连结。
Interestingly, the tension in today's passage is this: Martha is doing what is expected in her culture. Mary, however, is doing what is not expected in her culture.
有趣嘅系咧，今日呢段经文嘅张力系马大做紧佢喺文化入面应该要做嘅嘢。但瑪利亞呢就做緊佢係唔應該做嘅嘢。
Well, let's turn and look at Mary.
咁我哋轉過嚟睇瑪利亞。
Luke tells us a very simple statement. Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching.
路加講得好簡單，瑪利亞喺耶穌腳前坐住聽佢嘅道。
Well, the little phrase at his feet is the posture of a disciple, and that's where students in the ancient world set to learn from their rabbi.
在他脚前这一句，其实是讲一个做门徒的姿势。在以色列古代，学生就是坐在拉比脚前学嘢嘅。
Well, what is unexpected is that women of his time were normally not invited to that space. But here, Jesus welcomes Mary there and calls it the good portion.
唔尋常嘅係，當前嘅女性咧，通常係唔會被邀請入到去呢個學習嘅位置，而喺呢一度，耶穌接納瑪利亞坐喺度，仲稱之為上好嘅福分。
Now, we must clarify, Mary most likely is not lazy.
我哋要講清楚，瑪利亞好可能唔係懶嘅。
She probably helped at the start with a simple act of hospitality, attending to Jesus as a guest, but instead of moving on to other tasks, like going into the kitchen, she decides to linger around.
她很可能一开始都有帮手做基本的接待功夫，招呼耶稣作为客人，但她没有再转去做其他事，例如入厨房，而是她选择留下。
She stays where Jesus is, listening and letting his word to shape her heart.
她留在耶稣那里听着，让主的说话塑造她的心。
Where Martha is restless and reactive, Mary chooses to be still and receptive.
马大焦虑反应式这样这么忙，但是玛利亚就选安静下来去领受。
Jesus says, Mary has chosen the one thing necessary and the good portion which will not be taken away from her.
耶稣说玛利亚有不可少的一件事，而且选了上好的福分，是不能够夺去的。
Well, what is this one thing? And why is this one thing so necessary?
那这一件究竟是什么事这么厉害呢？这么必须呢？
Obviously, the one thing is listening to Jesus' teaching, but why is it so necessary?
好明显咧，嗰一件事就系听耶稣嘅教导啦。但系点解有咁必须啊
？Well, first, it is necessary because Jesus' word gives what nothing else can: His wisdom, salvation, strength, and hope.
第一咧，就因为耶稣嘅说话系冇嘢可以取替嘅，佢嘅说话系带有智慧、有救恩、有力量同埋有盼望。
Secondly, we must understand that the act of listening is relational. It is about an intimate fellowship with the living Lord, not just about listening to some information.
第二，我哋要明白听咧系关系性嘅。是跟永活的主亲密的相交，不是只是去听一些资讯。
Thirdly, Listening to Jesus is necessary because Jesus' words can reorder our chaos and give us the resource we need to deal with life.
第三，听耶稣话是必要的，因为耶稣的话可以整理我们的混乱，给我们面对生活所需的资源。
Jesus helps us see differently. Things that feel urgent are not always the ultimate. His word reorders our priorities.
耶稣帮我们用另一个角度去看，我们本来觉得很急的东西，可能不是真的最重要。他的话会帮我们重新编排我们的优先次序。
Finally, listening to Jesus is the one thing necessary is because Jesus' words last forever. Consider meals finish, task end, children grow up. But what Christ gives lasts into eternity.
最后听耶稣的话之所以这么重要，是因为他的话是传到永远的。饭是会吃完，工作是会做完，子女都会大，但耶稣所赐的话是直到永远。
Mary's choice is not a one-off moment. It is a pattern of life.
玛利亚的选择不是一次性的，而是一种的生活模式。
Did you know Mary actually appears in the gospel 3 times in total, and for each time, she is found to be at Jesus' feet, listening, weeping, or worshipping.
你唔知唔知道，玛利亚总共喺福音书出现过三次，每一次佢都系耶稣嘅脚前，听耶稣，为耶稣喊，或者系敬拜耶稣。
What we need to understand, the contrast between the two sisters.It's not about being a good worker versus a holy listener.
我们要明白这两姊妹的对比不是一个很厉害做事的人对比一个很熟灵的听众。
It is about surface without listening to his word versus surface that flows from listening.
他们的分别是一个未接受主的话就去服侍的人，同一个听完主的话自然流露去服侍的人。
Jesus in here is not asking us to stop serving. He is asking, Will you let me serve you with my word first?
耶稣不是叫我们停止去服侍，他而是问你愿不愿意先给我用我的话去服侍你。
Most of us miss this invitation because of busyness, worry, social pressure, or misplaced priorities. Like Martha, we often let urgent demands crowd out what is essential.
我们很多人呢会因为忙碌忧虑、社会的压力或者优先次序放错，而错过了这个邀请。好像马大这样，我们往往被一些很急的东西而挤走了一些很重要的东西。
Therefore, sitting at Jesus' feet is not to be accidental. We need to make a deliberate, repeated choice to receive Jesus' word. And Mary, indeed, has chosen a good portion.
所以坐在耶稣的脚前不是偶然的，我们要有意识一次又一次地选择去领受主的话，而玛利亚确实是选上最好的一份。
Well, let's turn to Jesus.
我们转向耶稣。
Well, the way Jesus responds to Martha is one of the most tender moments in the passage.
耶稣回应马大的方式是这段经文里面最温柔的一句，马大啊，马大。
Martha, Martha. There's no harsh scolding here. Jesus sees his pressure, her exhaustion, her love, and her fear.
这里呢是没有严厉的责骂，耶稣看到她的压力，看到她的疲倦，看到她的爱，也都看到她的恐惧。
Jesus wasn't saying, stop serving, sit here.He's saying to Martha, you are carrying way too much. Let me lift it. Come, join me, and sit just like Mary.
耶稣没说不要再做事了， 佢系同马大讲话：你孭得太多太重啦，等我帮你嚟坐低同我一齐，好似玛利亚咁样。
That invitation is for all of us here, and it is especially precious for a lot of women here.
呢个邀请咧系俾我哋每一个人嘅，亦都特别咧对我哋中间嘅姊妹好宝贵。
In a world that often says to women, "Do more, carry more, and be more."
喺呢个成日咧都对女性讲话，你要做更多，承担更多，成就更多嘅世界入面。
Yet Jesus says, "Come closer to me, learn from me. You are welcome to be at my feet and be my disciples."
耶稣话：靠近我，向我学习，我欢迎你嚟到我脚前。
Jesus does honor Martha's surface, but he is also protecting Mary's discipleship.
耶稣咧确实好。宝贵马大的服侍，但他同时也去保护玛利亚做门徒的位置。
He refuses to send Mary back into the kitchen as if her place is only to work and never to listen.
他拒绝将玛利亚赶回入厨房，以致他只可以做事，不可以听到。
It is radical in Jesus' time that he actually affirms women's learning and being a disciple.
在耶稣的年代，他肯定女性学习和可以做他的门徒，是相当突破和激进的。
His gentle call is the same for all of us here. Before you give your love by doing, come, receive my love by listening.
他对我们每一个都有发出这个温柔的呼召。你去用行动付出爱之前，先来我这里，用聆听去领受我的爱。
So what does this Bible passage mean?
那这段经文对我们有什么意义呢？
I started saying, it is the good news for busy moms.
对于忙碌的妈妈来说，是一个好的消息。
What Jesus is saying is that, you have been invited to sit down.
耶稣同你讲，请坐。
Those who are busy need to allow ourselves to understand, sitting with Jesus is not laziness, neglect, or failure. In fact, it is a grace given by our Lord Jesus.
忙碌嘅人要容许自己明白，同耶稣一齐坐低唔系懒惰，唔系失职，更加唔系失败，相反系耶稣俾我哋嘅恩典。
We do not have to earn Jesus' approval by endless activity, because Jesus has already done the work that truly matters on the cross through his death and resurrection. We are now free, free to sit and receive his grace.
我们不需要靠无止境的忙碌去赚取耶稣的认可，因为耶稣已经藉着他的死和复活在十字架上面完成了最重要的工作，所以现在我们可以很自由地坐下去领受他的恩典。
When we sit with Jesus through reading the Bible, Jesus gives what we most needed.
当我们透过读圣经和耶稣一起坐下的时候，耶稣会给我们最需要的。
We need a peace for our anxious hearts and strength.For our tired bodies.
对于我们焦虑的心情，祂给我们有平安，为了我们疲倦的身体，祂赐给我们有力量。
He also gives us identity as beloved daughters and disciples. We are not just useful workers.
祂也给我们有身份，我们是蒙爱的女儿，我们是蒙爱的儿女和门徒，不只是有用的工人。
More importantly, Jesus gives us his love that will not be taken away.
最重要，耶稣给我们祂的爱是没有人可以夺走的。
So what should we do now that we have heard his word?
那我们听完祂的说话，我们现在可以怎么做呢？
Well, let me start with the mothers amongst us.
我先跟妈妈说吧。
Many of you feel, I simply don't have time. I am so busy.
你哋好多人都会觉得我真系冇时间，我真系好忙。
The Lord sees and understands.
主看见亦都明白。
And Jesus is not demanding some perfect 1 hour quiet time every morning.
耶稣冇要求你每个人咧都要一个每朝一个钟头坐喺度安静嘅灵修。
He invites you to find ways of listening to him in the season you are in.
他邀请你在你现在人生哪个阶段都可以找到自己的方法去跟他相聚。
Over the years, my own ways of sitting at Jesus' feet have changed.
在过去这么多年，我发现自己坐在耶稣脚前的方法都一直有改变。
When my son was little, I read the Bible quietly beside his cot during nap time.
在我儿子很小的时候，当他睡午觉的时候，我就会在他床边安静地读圣经。
Later, it became the audio Bible on the school run.
之后要驾车车他上学，我们就会开圣经来听。
These days, it may be listening to a Christian podcast while cooking or ironing.
现在我可能是煮饭或者烫衫的时候，就会开讲道来听。
The point is not perfection. The point is staying near Jesus.
重点不是要完美，重点是要贴近耶稣。
But this passage is not only for mothers.
但这一段的经文不只是给妈妈的。
Children, husbands, and church family, we can all help create space for others to sit at Jesus' feet.
我们作为孩子的，作为丈夫的，作为教会弟兄姊妹的，我们都可以帮其他人去腾出空间，让他们可以坐在耶稣的脚前。
Young people, one simple way to honor your mother is not just saying Happy Mother's Day, but helping carrying the load in the house.
我们当中的年轻人孝敬你妈妈的方法呢，不是只是讲句母亲节快乐，而是呢，我们可以在家去分担，去帮手。
Besides doing the dishes, consider helping without being asked. May give your mom 20 quiet minutes with her Bible and probably a cup of tea or coffee.
除了洗碗之外，你都可以想想主动怎样帮手，不用等人叫的。可能就给每日给你妈妈有20分钟可以安静坐下读圣经喝杯茶。
Well, husbands, one loving thing you can do is give room for your wife to sit and rest in God's word.
丈夫们，你们都可以去同样的为你太太留出一些空间，让她可以在神的话语里面得到安息。
And as a church family, we should not only thank the people who are always serving, we should also help them sit, listen, and be refreshed.
而作为教会的弟兄姊妹，我们都不应该只是多谢整天去侍奉的人，我们都要想办法帮他们坐下，让他们可以听到得着更新。
Well, let me tell you, I was so happy recently to hear that some brothers started joining Sunday school roster. Well, so some of our long-serving sisters, mums, and grandma can actually sit in the service.
所以我同你讲咧，我好开心，最近听到一啲弟兄去参加主日学嘅服侍。他让呢可以长期在主日学服侍的姊妹啦、妈妈啦、婆婆啦、嫲嫲啦，都可以多些时间入来崇拜，一起敬拜。
Let me tell you, in a healthy church, we take turns being Martha and Mary. Sometimes serving, sometimes sitting, but always staying close to Jesus.
所以在一间健康的教会里面，我们会轮流去做马大和玛利亚，有时服侍，有时坐低，但是怎样都好，我们是贴近耶稣。
Perhaps today some of us feel exactly like Martha, tired, distracted, anxious, caring too much and for too long.
今天可能我们当中都有人好像马大那样，觉得累，觉得分心，焦虑，孭得太多，孭得太久。
And yet, Jesus is speaking gently. Martha, Martha.
但是耶稣都是温柔地说，马大，马大。
He's inviting all of us who are weary to come close, to listen, to receive from him.
他邀请所有疲乏的人靠近他，听他，从他领受他的道。
The one thing necessary has not changed. Christ Jesus himself is still our good portion.
那个不可少的一件从来都没有改变过。耶稣基督自己仍然是我们最上好的福分。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Dear Lord Jesus,Give us Mary's ease and Martha's hands. Teach us to sit at your feet and listen to your word, so that our serving flows from finding rest in you. Help our families and our church to create space for one another, to slow down, to hear your word, and to receive your peace, strength, and love.Whether we serve or sit, may our devotion to you bring delight to your heart. In your Son's most precious name we pray. Amen.
亲爱主耶稣，求你俾我哋有马大，有玛利亚嘅耳朵同马大嘅双手，教我哋坐喺你嘅脚前听你嘅话，叫我哋嘅服侍系由喺你入面嘅安息而流露出嘅。亦都求你帮助我哋嘅家庭同教会。互相为对方创造空间，放慢落嚟听你嘅话，领受你嘅平安、力量同埋爱。无论我哋服侍定系坐低，愿意我哋对你嘅委身都可以讨你喜悦。奉你爱子宝贵嘅名祈求。